Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's 8:04. We're a minute or so away from this hour's code word, so you can win yourself $1,000. I wanted to mention that this break, Roberta Gonzalez is going to be joining us.
Yes, she's here.
Very exciting. She left KPIX News, where for years she was your trusted meteorologist, and she's got her own show now.
She does.
And
her
it's
own production
debuting.
Company, Roberta Gonzalez Productions.
Oh,
I got this cute little hat.
That's so cute.
If you go to the Alsine 73 Instagram stories, I did a story on her this morning.
Oh, fantastic. Good job, Hooman.
It's interesting. You're a meteorologist your whole life, and then you go to start another career, and people are like, yeah, we don't need any weather right now. What else can you do? And she's like, I'm going to start my own thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go
clearly
do stuff.
We should have her do 20 seconds of the weather.
Yeah, give us a weather forecast for the weekend. She must still follow that. As a meteorologist, I'm sure every morning she gets up and checks all her, you know, her barometer and all her
right.
little items of
nope,
weather
Facebook,
prediction.
Don't need the weather. What else can you do?
Anyway, Roberta's going to be on a little bit later in the show. Right now, let's do this.
Oh, did you mention that we're going to peak today?
Oh, yeah, we peak for the week at 9:15. Rudy is going to be in. It's a Hooman, Rudy, and Bryn review of Deadpool 2.
Here's a question a texter has written in.
I can't wait to
650
hear it.
Says, why doesn't Hooman ever have female co-movie reviewers?
Oh, I don't believe you ever have.
I'm a 43-year-old Bay Area native with three teenage boys. I love all the movies, especially superhero and sci-fi.
Oh,
I'd be happy to join Hooman anytime in reviewing a movie.
Hooman, I wonder if she's single.
Sarah.
I mean, you should look into this. This is potential.
You seem busy with those three kids.
Potential Insta family.
You know, Yuzette and I have talked about this.
We
brainstorm, and
how about Roberta? Have Roberta do it.
We're working
thanks
on
for
it,
your
Sarah.
Suggestions, Sarah.
You're welcome.
I feel like that
crunch
that is still a little
doing my part.
That's uncomfortable.
No, it's not because I already talked to her.
Oh, good. So she's perfect.
Yeah, see? As long as Roberta's in town, we have a movie. We'll talk to Roberta afterwards, but we're talking about reviewing a movie in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Let's see how she does today.
I'm
this is
sure
your audition,
she's gonna do
Roberta.
Fine. I mean, it's Roberta. She's a pro.
Yeah, she is.
All right, so here we go. Survivor. I love the show. Vinny, you love the show.
I love the show.
Really, all the people love the show except a few people around me and Vinny.
Right.
I just tolerate it.
You don't even watch it. You
don't
even,
I don't.
You just tolerate us talking about it.
Well, yes.
Maybe
that
you should
correct.
Try and invest a little time. I
you
have
know
to say,
what? I ran across it last night, and I just couldn't even. I just couldn't.
It's just so great. Oh, by the way, at the end of last night's show, they said that the next episode is the finale. There's six people left still. Can
what?
You confirm that? May 23rd, they said, is the finale.
That doesn't make any sense.
I totally agree. It's probably one of those two-hour things.
Did they just kick off one person last night?
Yeah, one person went last night. So they get it down to... They get it down to three.
I was surprised to read because I didn't get to watch. I watched the Warriors game and then had to go to bed. But I was surprised to read who they got rid of because there's one person who's been just asking for it.
Mm.
And he didn't get it.
No, he didn't.
So
I was
surprised.
Very surprised. He was like actively blowing his game up last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah. It is a 2-hour season finale on May 23rd starting at 8 p.m.
Vinny. They did something different last season, and I can't remember if the third and fourth place person were battling it out for that final seat or if it was the second place person and they just narrowed it down to two. Because instead of the...
I thought it did go down to two, didn't it?
I don't remember. I like it when it goes to two.
Unfortunately, I never watched the finale, so I can't help you with that.
Right.
I always...
It did go down to three. It went down to three because the guy that they were going to bring, they didn't bring... Because third and fourth place now, those two people, so the person gets like the final immunity, they choose the person that they're going to sit next to, and then the other two remaining people battle for that third position.
Do you remember who won last time?
I don't.
Me neither.
Was it the woman with the blonde hair? Or no, it wasn't. It was the vet who battled his way into the top three, I believe.
The vet.
The guy
remember.
With the beard and he had all the tattoos. I can't remember.
I still don't remember.
I know. Such a good show. I can't remember anybody on it.
Well, there's There's so many episodes or so many seasons. Yeah. They blend.
Well, and speaking of that, 37, I believe, you know, it doesn't say in this story. They've just, the one that's going to start airing this summer, or I guess maybe this fall in September, it starts
up. It was
up.
The vet. Bobby John Drinkard? No, Ben is his name.
Ben, that's right.
Dreebergen won the $1 million. That guy.
Yep.
With the beard. Got it.
Right. And he had to battle his way into the top. They would have eliminated him. But they did. They changed. And I liked the change up.
Cool.
Because that way the person who's going to win, or the person who's in the number one position and gets to pick, they don't all get to gang up and get rid of the third person who's usually a threat to them winning. Survivor producers are super pissed at the people who are going to be on the next season. They sign a $5 million non-disclosure deal, and they're told, don't say anything about this on social media. Do not friend each other. Don't post anything about the season. Like, this is, you know, we want to keep these secrets.
And they expect people are fans of the show who go on and kind of alumni, right? I mean, it seems like the people who get on the show are super fans.
Right.
And they get to, Jeff ends up talking to them probably in more of a way like a friend than.
Sure, he gets to know them over the course of the 40 days.
Right.
So this guy, Alec Merlino, is a contestant on the upcoming season, the one that's going to start in September. And during the run of the show, he, I guess, gets into a relationship with another of the Survivor people, and her name is Kara Kay. So they're in like a library or something, hunkered down in a bookstore. I'm not sure where they are, but there's a bunch of books behind them. And it's the two of them. She's got her arms slung around him. They take a selfie or an ussie, whatever, and he captions it, F it. So Alec.Merlino. So they're mad. They're super mad. He's not supposed to. First of all, it reveals that they've fallen in love during the season, and it reveals who two of the characters are, and they want to unroll that their own way. And they're going easy on him, but they are penalizing him. And I think it's pretty clear he didn't win, because one of the things that they've put out there is that you're not coming to the finale.
I feel bad for the kid, because I have a giant thick streak of effort running right down the middle of me. And I have to fight that all the time, because that is one of the things that undoes me all over the place. F it. I don't need to do that. F it. I could take a drink. F it. Whatever. I can smut. You know what I mean? So he probably thought in the moment, this F is going to be, you know, screw this. I feel this. And then now he's going to have to pay the consequences. That's the way that works.
I got to say, I mean, I'm totally judging books by their covers here, but they look like jerks, both of them.
They do?
I think so. They
like,
just got that.
What?
I don't know. Like,
smirks on their face.
He's like, you know, peace out, and they've got their hoods on. And they're just, like, they just
like
look like
too cool.
They look like jerks. Mm. Like, okay, let me get. It's the same.
Haven't you ever had that feeling? Like, let's say you quit smoking, and then you're like, there's a cig, and you're like, F it. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling?
Yep. Not a $5 million NDA hanging over my
head.
But,
you know, can he even? Here's the thing. We said this yesterday. Good luck getting anything out of that guy. He's probably poor.
Right. Poor.
Curse word poor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's thinking $5 million. They'll never see that, because I'll never see that.
Well, and you know, the problem is that people don't realize that a legal judgment against you garnishes your wages for the rest of your life. Right. You may never see $5 million, but they're going to see as much of that as they possibly can.
All right.
And they'll legally be taking it.
So is that what they're saying? They're going to do that?
They're not.
Oh, good.
And he's lucky. But they are taking some money from him in the $10,000 that is apparently what these people get.
Hmm.
Sources on the production say that he's the only one who is being punished because it was on his social media. Mm. They're not saying they're not going to punish the girl, Kara Kay, but they have not made a decision on that, according to the source. As for this Alec Merlino guy, sources say they are withholding his appearance fee, not any prize money for the show. It comes out to about $10,000. And he's been disinvited to the finale episode broadcast, in which all the members come together, they announce who the winner is, etc., which means he didn't win anyway.
Mm-hmm.
An email was sent out to the rest of the cast addressing Merlino and Kay, explaining that he'd been punished and that the others should not follow suit. Like, there is no effort in this whole thing. That guy just lost some money. Frankly, the guy should, he's lucky. He's lucky they didn't decide to really stick it to him.
You'd think that they actually would because it, you don't want anyone thinking, oh, that's not that bad.
Right. He has since removed the photo from Instagram. Of course, TMZ still has it, so we get to see it again.
So do we know if these two are still together?
Well, this is a recent thing. It sounds like they're together since the show ended up wrapping.
Don't you think she might have thought different about this now that she's gotten, he's gotten them in trouble?
Maybe. I don't know. A pair of jerks. Sprinkled in. Keeps things interesting. Hey, whom in Star Wars?
You're reviewing back. Han Solo today, aren't you?
Star Wars.
No, we're reviewing Deadpool 2.
Oh.
Next week is Solo. And I have news about Solo, too.
Here we go.
That's a fifth. Da, 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 da. The Star Wars story franchise, the next one, the rumor is it's going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's not an origin story. It is him on Tatooine, which is where we discover him in the very first Star Wars we ever saw. Luke is on the planet Tatooine living with his Uncle Ben, and that's when he gets the droid that has the message, and Obi-Wan Kenobi is found in the desert. So it looks like...
Who's going to play Ewan McGregor?
Maybe Ewan McGregor will play Ewan McGregor. I don't know. The synopsis reads, Obi-Wan is on Tatooine being an elusive hermit and stuff, but secretly watches...
And stuff.
That's what it says. It's a TMZ. They're hilarious. But secretly watches over an infant Luke Skywalker, whom he delivered to his uncle, Owen. Oh, his uncle's Owen? I thought his uncle was Ben. And tensions between the local farmers and a tribe of sand people headed by a ruthless war chief eventually bring Obi out of hiding and into Jedi kick-ass mode.
All right, you want to hear the three leads to play Ewan McGregor?
To play Obi-Wan?
So
okay,
stupid.
Go ahead.
One, this is the one that's legit. This is the guy that's probably going to get it. Harry Styles.
Why do you say that's legit?
Because he was just in Dunkirk, and he can act. And he looks a lot like
Ewan
McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Next is Jamie Dornan.
I saw the kids will love that.
You know Jamie Dornan, 50 yes. Shades, and he's not going to get it.
No.
And then the last one on the list is The Rock.
I want The Rock to play him. Oh, please let The Rock play Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Because he's like the new Sam Jackson, you know.
In everything.
And moving on to Solo, despite how crazy production of this movie was, they changed director midstream and things are looking good.
It's good.
They're saying $150 million is what it could take this weekend. And you liked it.
Really good.
The review is next week.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't love, what was the one with that little girl? Rogue One. I didn't like Rogue One. This is way better than Rogue One.
I actually liked Rogue One better than I liked the most recent Star Wars.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Solo, A Star Wars Story.
The Last Jedi was the last movie we saw,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, which was fine.
I liked it.
It's fine.
I thought it was good.
It was fine. Agreed.
In fact, Rogue One was stinky.
Oh, you just didn't like the ending. It's great.
It ruined
it. We knew how it was going to end.
Well, we didn't. You did.
Mm.
The best thing about Rogue One was Darth Vader, hands down, bar none.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, Solo, A Star Wars Story. It's set to just be wonderful. Everyone is so excited about it. They love the kid who's playing Han Solo.
He's good.
And they're talking already about spinoffs from this one. Doing a Lando Calrissian.
No, there should be a Lando, but if there's going to be a spinoff from this one, I don't want to give away too much, but it should be Daenerys.
Ooh.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke is she a love interest for Han Solo?
She is, but she's so much more, everyone.
Oh.
Keep an eye on
Daenerys,
the mother of dragons.
Targaryen, the unburnt. Anyway, the rumor is that the first spinoff, at least, will be a Donald Glover standalone Lando Calrissian story. I don't have any details on dates or any of that stuff, but they're saying...
He's good in the movie, but there's nothing super memorable about his character in this film. There's so many other great moments. Oh, it's good. It's really good. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Of course, Donald Glover is also Childish Gambino. Number one song in the country right now. How funny it's going to be that number one song in the country and number one movie at the box office this weekend.
Does he have a book coming out too?
He's peaking.
He is peaking for real. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio the Bay Area's beloved Roberta Gonzalez. Oh, with a sassy cap on.
Yes.
Hello, Roberta.
How are you? Good
We're
going to
do a little greeting here now.
And here you go, too.
Hug it out, everybody. Hug it out.
What is this? Is this? Oh, there it is.
Rocking thigh-high
Roberta
boots.
Roberta Gonzalez Productions.
Head to toe in black.
I couldn't wear this on Channel 5, could
you are looking just fine.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
just
you.
Just great. And that sparkly, what kind of cap? What kind of cap is that called? It's one of those that has like a little brim, but it's like a floppy top. It's like a beret with a brim.
Newsboy? Is that a newsboy cap?
Newsboy? Well, you are kind of a news girl.
You know, Sarah, I have a girl crush on you, so you keep complimenting me. I don't know where this is going to head.
You do?
I don't know where this is going to go.
I didn't know that.
I've always had a girl
crush
on you.
Well, that's very flattering. Thank you.
So, you know, with the hat, the Roberta Gonzalez Productions official hat there.
Oh, here, let me show it to the camera.
We had to keep the weather theme going here because there's like a million production companies in the Bay Area. So how do you differentiate mine from the other? So we kept the little weather theme going there and the lips and the plane flying off the lips.
I like it. So it's a circle. And it's got lips on it with your mole. And then it has a plane flying because where
are you? Well, that's the sun, isn't it?
Is
that
the sun?
No, that's the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the sun.
Well,
it's the whole weather thing.
It's white, so I would have thought the circle, the sun would be yellow.
I did think the red part was a hot tamale, though. So.
Oh.
But whatever.
That works.
So listen.
Yes.
I've been watching you on Facebook, and I have seen your adventure from leaving KPIX meteorologist, head meteorologist position or whatever it was, to launching this new production company. And I've seen that you've gone out and done some Shark Tank type stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. That was insane.
So
like, Shark Tank is in a shark cage?
No, the Shark Tank, like with Damon John, Mark Cuba, like, those kind of guys.
Like pitching the show and getting
sponsors. Yeah. No, that was really intense because you go from meteorology to all of a sudden having your own business.
Yes.
And it's like, what did I know about marketing and branding? You know, you think you know a little bit, but I know what I don't know. And so I hired Damon on.
So how did that go?
I hired Damon on to be my mentor, and that started back in November. And we just concluded our series run through April where I actually had to go and pitch in front of some billionaire sharks on my show, and they totally destroyed me. I did get a couple of offers, but I mean, again, they just let you know what you don't know,
right.
Obviously. So,
right.
But they put me in a good place and good perspective on what I had to do, and I launched my show now this Saturday. But I have a company, and it's been nonstop work ever since I left KPIX on October 1st.
Yeah, I thought you were going to like take a little break, but apparently not.
I thought I was, too.
Yeah.
No, but you can't when you're starting up your... It's a startup, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a startup, and so you have no break, no time at all.
So you decided you're going to do this show where you're traveling the world... And KPIX is like, yes, we'll take it.
No, not at all.
Oh.
I bought the time on KPIX. I could have gone to any other television station, and there were some interested, but I just find that this is home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, certainly you're known as the KPIX meteorologist. Yeah. So what is like the theme behind this? Like, I get that you're traveling to different places, but what are you trying to discover?
You know, you got to go back from where it started from initially. It was back when I was in college. My 15-year-old brother was shot and killed. And I had a hard time getting over that, obviously, right? So I had a friend come to my house and he said, you're going to start running. You're going to run through the grief. And so I did. I worked my way up to, you know, 10K, half marathon, marathon. I was 31 marathons later. I'm 5 full Ironman. I'm standing at the Roman Colosseum and I'm looking around thinking, whatever made me dream this big that I would be standing in the Roman Colosseum running a marathon? And it just came full cycle to me that my brother gave his life for me to see the world.
Mm.
And then that's how I thought I have to have a travel show. And yeah, and it's taken a long time to get here to this point. You know, it was that was a decade ago. Well, college was a long time ago, but I mean, it was a decade ago when I was in Rome. And it's taken this long for me to finally just say, okay, you know, this is time for my second chapter in life.
So is the angle of the show that you're a super good traveler?
No.
And you want people to just watch you travel like, I'm so good at this, everyone.
Look
watch
at me, how I pose by Big Ben.
I can pack good and I know the tricks. Watch me get
pack.
A cab.
Look, pulled right up.
You know, with saying that, when you watch the very opening scene of our show on Saturday night, you're going to laugh your butt off.
Because
your arse off, because we are in London. I can say arse. You are, because it's totally opposite than that. I'm a klutz through life.
Oh.
And
oh,
so,
all
yeah,
right.
It's kind of, that's like where that. We get the entertaining part. I got kicked out of three things in London while I was trying to shoot. That's my life. You
know? Got kicked out of them?
Yeah, well, we were on the riverboat cruise and we were going to shoot a wonderful story. And they said, no, not on my boat, you're not. You know, because they're under high security in London because of the royal wedding, but because there's been a lot of terrorism also.
When were you there?
Last week it was, I guess, for 4 days.
Oh, just last week you were there.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The turnaround on these is going to be really fast.
It's my head's still spinning.
Because you have a Hawaii episode coming up as well. Were you there while the, because I assumed you had to shoot these long ago.
I know. No, we leave Sunday for Hawaii. I'll be back on Thursday, and we have basically a week to get it on television. So it's a quick turnaround. It really is. But London, when you go across the pond, you know, over, you know, what was it, 10,000 miles, you get jet lag, you're there, you're never feeling great the whole time you're there. Then you come back and you have jet lag and you're in editing. And so I finally just came up for air, just finally. But I have a great team. My guy, Brian Thomas, he came with me today. He's an editor and a shooter. And I have three other guys that work with me, a wonderful designer. It's a fabulous team.
I thought I saw one of your sons is working with you, too.
Yes, good call there. So he graduated from college last May, and he was working with Prison Break during the summer up in Canada and stuff as an editor. So I put him to work, you know, child labor. And he's amazing. He really surprised me. And so he's going to be shooting for our show also. But right now, he's our commercial editor.
Oh.
So Roberta Gonzalez, her new show is called Where's Roberta? And the first one debuts this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. That's day after tomorrow on KPIX. And then Saturday, June 2nd from Kauai.
Yes. And the one on this Saturday is all about the royal wedding.
How exciting.
Plus other fun things to do.
And airing on the day of the wedding. That's actually perfect.
Hello. We kind of like planned that. But it was really a blast doing this show, as well as getting kicked out of places like restaurants because we weren't supposed to be shooting there, and hotels and things like that. But, you know,
you're
I
like
hope you
rogue.
Enjoyed it. I think you're going to like it. In fact, we're hoping to use some of this video from today's interview for our show from Kauai.
Oh, fantastic.
We will integrate
it.
Yes, definitely. So thank you guys for this opportunity, for sure.
Roberta, we love you. Anytime. You know, we look forward to, you know, many more of your adventures coming to life here.
Well, what about the weather?
Oh, yeah, do the weather.
Sure.
Okay. Well, we do have this little upper-level trough off the coast right now, but we do have a weak ridge of high pressure that'll be building in. So the marine layer is beginning to thin out slightly. Temperatures are pretty average for this time of the year. Slightly warmer with that ridge of high pressure over the weekend. Then we have a migrating trough by Monday, Tuesday. That will be a slight chance of far North Bay showers Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Good.
Just a slight chance.
You missed the weather? Is that fun? Does that feel good?
It did feel good. Uh-huh.
Roberta Gonzalez, everybody. Thanks, Roberta. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful sunny day here in downtown San Francisco. Hope it's just as nice wherever you are.
Here's what's happening. Americans say this is their biggest financial regret.
Owning a house.
What?
Divorce.
No.
Not saving for retirement.
That's it. That is it. For the third consecutive year, according to a big survey done by Bankrate, adults regret most not saving for retirement early enough. So, and that's the one.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to have any if you don't save any.
And so many parents today have been, well, I got to pay for the college and I hadn't saved for it, so we're doing that first. Right. And then after that, I'll save for retirement, except that you will be working into your 70s.
Right.
If you don't start early enough.
Financial advisors will tell you, it's great. If you can afford to save for your kids' college and you can afford to pay for your kids' college, that's wonderful. But you don't do it at the expense of your own. They're going to have their whole lives to pay off whatever debt they get themselves into. Or, God forbid, they don't go to college and they just go get a job.
Right.
That's a decision that they can make. And we consider ourselves responsible for it. It's like, no, they're 18 years old. If they want to go to college, it's harsh. It feels harsh to be a parent and to say, you know, we can help you this much. But you can't, because they're about to enter their prime earning years and you're about to end yours. And you're not going to have a job that's going to give you the money to save for your own retirement.
Right. And what they also say to finish that, what you're saying is that you will end up having to be paid for by them because you haven't saved.
Right.
So you'll end up burdening them down the line.
you are better off letting your kids either not go to college, go to a cheaper college, or pay for their own college and rack up some debt than not saving for your own retirement.
So that's the number one thing Americans say is their biggest financial regret, not saving early enough for retirement, not saving enough, and not saving early enough.
And I think one of the best gifts you can give your kids, and my dad did this for me early on, is set up an IRA for them. The minute they get a job, make them start contributing, let them see it grow, and explain to them that the 50 years of them working are going to go. I mean, can you believe how fast time goes?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need that money.
Trippy
people
thing
go on Social Security. No.
No, don't count on that. The trippy thing about saving, too, is it's actually as addictive as all the other bad things you do.
Absolutely.
Like, you will start to see that grow and go, I don't want to touch that.
Yeah.
I like that that's kind of
That's there.
Building.
And that's, it's, you know, if your kid gets a job and their company offers a 401k, encourage them to put in the absolute most that they possibly can. You know, that's it. It's, we don't even, you know, a lot of people I know who are my age were like, yeah, no, nobody ever told me. Yeah, I'm kind of worried about it. I'm like, be very worried. Like, Dad, thank you. Thank you for drilling that into me. You have to save for retirement.
Next on the list of things Americans regret, financial regrets, is not saving for emergency expenses, not having
a little backup fund,
dough easily accessible. Mm. That you can use if something goes wrong.
I would think racking up a lot of credit card debt would be another regret.
That's next. Mm. Next on the list is credit card debt. Behind that was student loan debt. And then, an adult said not saving for their kids' college education is on the list.
Interesting.
I'm doing that right now. Like, I've been throwing money at the 529, is that what they're called? Because I am not going to be able to deal with that. Down the line, I will have my own retirement to deal with.
Absolutely.
So whatever I'm able to get in the next few years, that's what they have to figure out how to deal with.
And the nice thing about a 529 too, which, you know, look, it's not a pretty plastic doll or, you know, some great present, but other people can contribute to that for your kid. And when they say, oh, what does your kid want for Christmas or for a birthday? You know, they want a college education someday. Here's the routing number.
Right.
And here's how you can... You send them a little note and say, and then it's up to the parents to tell them how important that is. Like, I know grandma didn't get you a stuffed animal that you wanted, but you're going to be an amazing person with a college education.
Maka and Nona and grandpa have given money each birthday or Christmas. And as I make the deposits, I put the name by it.
Oh,
there's a little memo spot where I'm able to put the name by it. So when she goes to look, she'll see... Oh, look, everybody was giving to me all along the way. That's the only way that they'll get the true credit they deserve for it. But either way, that's much better than a toy that never got picked up again.
Right. And they do a great job. I think every state has a 529 and you can actually see them. You don't have to buy the California one. We have the Michigan one and the Utah one. And I wish that I had invested exactly the way that they do a great job. They're really safe with the money. I mean, look, it's an investment like anything else. It could lose value. I'm sure there's all those, you know, all those little things that they tack on at the end of any investment thing. But they also get more and more conservative the closer your kid gets to actually needing to use that
like
money.
Oh, like a 401k does.
They do. So they're a lot more aggressive at first. And both of those have had just super, super solid returns. Do it, kids. 529s for your children. And also save for your own retirement as much as you possibly can.
Right.
And don't rack up that credit card debt.
According to a new survey, the average American eats 31 donuts a year.
Oh, is that all?
That's around 2 or 3 donuts a month.
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
Is it?
Sure. We get Krispy Kreme in here once a month or so. People bring donuts in. I love donuts. Oh, my God. Donuts are like one of life's little simple joys.
But do you ever go get donuts?
No. I wouldn't even know. I mean, other than the supermarket. I wouldn't know where to get donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Not by my house, though. Mm. I'm sure there's a Krispy Kreme somewhere in Marin.
I would never leave Marin for donuts.
I forget what they called it, but I always went to Ace Donut for the 10 o'clock break at school.
Oh.
There was a donut place.
And you could walk off campus and go?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
Be all high and just...
Sure, get a donut.
Get a donut.
Who doesn't want a donut when they're stoned?
Let's totally go back to class now. Okay, I'm in.
I wonder if like donut places have seen an uptick in business since pot became legal.
Oh my God, we should get donuts right now.
Well, you're definitely
not worried
about.
I can't not have a donut in my mouth.
what that's going to mean to your waistline when you're in high school.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't have to think about that. Now I'm like, oh, I'm such a puke.
I can actually see that donut. It's right here. It's right here on my rib cage.
The survey also found, this was about people and their donut habits, that the majority of people prefer classic donut flavors.
Yeah, I just want a glazed donut. That's...
And styles like chocolate over the new flavors like bacon or mango.
I'll try those.
Glazed chocolate,
right.
Win all.
I like the plain old fashions. Mm-hmm. I'm having a nice cup of coffee because they're kind of cakey.
Cakey, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Weirdly, it looks like people love long legs on a man. Is there some reason that you'd be into that?
I don't think I've ever noticed.
Taller?
According to a new study, long legs aren't just, hey, speaking of tall guys.
Yeah.
Is Johnny V back? And did he pick up more of a NASCAR accent while in Alabama?
Well, I spoke with him briefly when he got home last night. He got home, I don't even know, midnight.
Oh.
And then,
did you see him this morning? Did he make you brekkie?
He woke me up. Oh, no. He said...
He woke you up at midnight?
Yeah, to say I'm home. And Ella was so excited. So she went to go sleep with him. She was so excited.
Oh.
And,
she missed
And
him.
He goes, I'll talk to you at 3:30. Okay. And so 3:30 this morning, we were both actually tired. He climbed to bed and we just laid there for a little bit. And that was it. He's got to go to work today. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him. Really about
so you
the
don't
event.
Know if his NASCAR accent
is
grew
slower, yeah.
While in Alabama.
I do not yet.
That is
I'll
too
let
bad.
You know later today.
The hotline
tonight.
Anyway, I don't know if it's height. They say, according to a new study, long legs aren't just good look on a woman. They make men more attractive, too. Yeah.
I just don't think I've ever really noticed specifically someone's, unless they have like the shortest legs, and then you'd be like, oh my goodness.
If they're unusual.
Yeah.
Or they're super tall.
I would really just like your legs to be proportionate to the rest of your body.
So it must really be just slightly on the longer side, not necessarily about height in general, just a longer leg, I guess.
As long as your torso still looks regular. If you get a little shrimpy torso and really long legs, I'm not into that.
I don't understand that
it's
joke.
It's just so tall that your groin's hitting me.
Oh, that
but
was
your
a...
your head's only right
wait,
here.
Wait, that, that was a wiener hitting you in the face? I meant to do this story because earlier you were getting spanked with a whip and you liked it.
No, I hated it. I was wow. I was a bad
and
girl.
And then she winked and said, more.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Oh, I hated it. Don't do
you loved it.
It
so
don't
much.
Stop.
The only
Don't
problem
stop.
With these BDSM headphones is they've got a gag ball, so you wouldn't be able to wear them here, but I thought you might like to get a look at some bondage headphones that sell for $6,000.
Oh, boy, that's a whole head thing, isn't
You
it?
Into that?
Is the purpose
I think
of
we
the
could...
headphone just to, so you can't hear, or are you? Am I
oh,
listening
no,
to
you
music?
Oh, no, you can hear.
Or?
You're listening to music. Mm. It looks like we can unlock your mouth. Would you want a pair of those for this upcoming Christmas? Secret Santa, maybe?
Yeah, they're only $6,450.
Hooman?
Hooman, can you get me those for Christmas? Rudy's here. Our friend
Hi.
Rudy. Our friend Rudy just walked in.
I was doing Instagram stories with Rudy.
Oh, of course you were. Hooman, for Christmas, I would like the BDSM headphone headgear. It's a full head cage with headphones and a locking mouth. You could shut me up forever.
Impossible.
What is
$6,400?
I don't understand why you would want them.
I know you don't.
Why anyone would?
What does BDSM mean?
Bondage, domination, submissive, submission.
Masochist.
I don't know. Sadomasochism.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You
I mean.
Pretty much got it.
But you're into that.
$6,400.
Yeah. I'm not into that.
That's why she wants you to buy
That's
them.
Why I want you to buy them.
Hey,
you're the richest
you
one.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Benny.
The roles in Brokeback Mountain were originally supposed to be Mark Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh.
But
sexy.
They were uncomfortable with the sex scenes, so they pulled out.
Both
who,
of them.
Who was it again? Mark Wahlberg and who else?
And Joaquin Phoenix.
Ah.
And it was the guy who Taylor lost her virginity to and the dead
Heath
guy.
Heath Ledger.
Uh-huh.
And what is that kid's name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Unbelievable. All I could think of was the bunny movie he was in. What was that? Donnie Darko?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Me? Yeah. Of course.
How could you not see it? That's a.
You say, of course. We ask you movies all the time. You're like, I don't watch those.
So it's Jennifer Lawrence's ex-husband's movie or ex-boyfriend's movie.
What's that guy's name? Aronofsky?
Yeah, Darren Aronofsky.
Well, I'm glad they went with these other two guys. They're way more.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
Handsome.
It's really good.
I don't like love stories.
You would love it.
It's actually very nice.
Our text number. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't end well, but
then would I like it?
You actually would like it.
I wouldn't.
That's good. They're naked, running around a field with sheep.
They need to end up together, first of all. So
they're so tricky about it, though. Right up until she opens up his...
His what?
His fish and tackle case, and the little notes and the little sandwich that she made him were still in there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they didn't fish. Oh, no. What were they doing?
And what were they doing?
Sees him around the corner.
She looks out, and there they are.
Oh, they're doing it?
No, they're just making out.
Embrace.
Yeah. They love each other.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vin, you should get some tips on doing weather from Roberta. You're going to need them when Sarah retires. You'll still be working to support those two daughters.
Well, I'm hoping that he'll have some more kids so we can stay on the air. The longer Vinny has little kids.
Oh, really? That's going to keep us on the air?
The more we sound like we're in the mainstream. I'll be on my rocker at the retirement home like, it's Alice at 97.3. I think. I'm not positive, though. They tell me I'm doing a radio show.
Of course,
Sarah didn't shoot up. She liked the smell of cocaine in her youth.
I did like the smell of it. Cocaine's a problem. Don't
Sarah,
do it, kids.
I looked up those two idiots. You're right. They do look like jerks.
Yeah, they look like jerks.
Those are survivor
kids.
They just
have a jerky look, and they're like, cool for school. Like, jerks. She's got a little smirk on her face, and he's all like, I'm cool. Peace on. Peace out. Let's put our hoodies
cool. I'm
on.
About to get sued, and I don't even care.
I don't even care. F it. I'm so cool. Such a badass. Like, dude.
510 says, I think you guys have real simpatico. That is evident over the air, and listening in makes us feel like we're part of that. It's very entertaining.
Oh.
That's a 510 review, everyone.
Well, thank you for the review, 510.
Appreciate
we welcome
that.
Your reviews, of course.
There's another one.
And we thank you for listening.
Sarah is so out of touch with reality.
That is true. That is totally true. What was that about?
That's all there is to that one.
Well, it's true. I am. I live in a bubble. There's
I'll
no
read
question.
A few more texts, and then we'll do the big movie review after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.